This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Can two gay men really have a monogamous relationship? Last week for our Valentine's Day special, we put out a call asking for people who were part of relationships that were outside the norm of our LGBTIQ community to talk with us about what this meant to them and how they navigate it. To no one's surprise, we received a lot of responses from gay men who were in open relationships. And statistically, the reality is, fellas, that you guys are the norm, not the exception to the rule. So we then put out a call to speak to gay men in monogamous relationships to find out what it is like on the other side of the gay relationship fence.
So I was talking to my friend today about a gay couple that we both know. And it turns out that one of them cheated on the other one. And then she says, well, gays and monogamy just don't work out.
60 years ago was when we decided that men had to be monogamous too. Men were not monogamous. For all of recorded human history, men had concubines and whores.
Do you think that monogamy in the gay community is dead?
He was basically trying to convince me that gay men cannot be in monogamous relationships, that men who are interested in other men cannot be committed to just one person at a time. And he backed the claim with, oh, we're all guys, there's testosterone, you know, men are dogs, and when you have men licking men, they don't just want one, they're going to want to cheat, or they're going to whatever. And it just saddened me as a man, as a gay man, as a part of the community to hear this.
The other day, I got a message on Instagram that said, you two are just wasting your time and are foolish. I'm sorry to be blunt. You will want to step outside of marriage because you will be sexually unhappy. Give open relationships a try and chance and do not shoot them down.
Gay men have often been seen as promiscuous, and the idea of a long-term relationship might seem strange to some. But just how common are monogamous relationships in the gay community? We spoke to Robbie, a gay man who's been in a monogamous relationship for almost 9 years, to find out what it's like. Robbie's not only in a monogamous relationship, but a cross-cultural one, which comes with its own set of challenges. But in the gay community, how does a monogamous relationship even start?
We met off, I think it was gay.com or one of those dating sites before the apps were around. And he was actually, funnily enough, supposed to be me proving to my housemate and best friend that I could do one-night stands. So I did a really good job, and 9 years later, we're still together.
But is monogamy just for those who are inherently monogamous?
I have been in an open relationship in the past, but the last couple of relationships sort of fell into, and it was all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I'm in a relationship. So, yeah, that seems to be a bit of a pattern.
Although monogamy might not be the norm amongst gay men, it's certainly not uncommon.
Quite a few of my friends are in monogamous relationships, but there's also quite a few that are not. Myself, I'm generally pretty open-minded about however someone's relationship works, as long as it works for them, that's all that matters. So I think I sort of get the same sort of respect back from most people, from most people in my life anyway.
Being in a gay monogamous relationship is one thing, but what happens when you add a clash of cultures to the mix?
My background is actually Pacific Islander and Australian. And Shanton is actually Malaysian via Singapore and then Australia for the last 20 years. So between him and I, we've got lots of different cultures that we sort of jump between. And him coming into my life brought a whole pile of cultural events and significant items that I need to be aware of from his Chinese background. And myself, I bring some of the traditions from the Pacific Islands as well as that from my stepdad, who's actually Burmese. So it's a really interesting mix for both of us.
Having a long-term partner also tends to lead to meeting each other's families, with the hope that both sides will accept and support the relationship.
So for me, I think I was out with my family at a very young age, so they were very accepting of Shanton quite quickly, where he had only come out a couple of years prior to me meeting him, and his parents had met a previous partner and were still coming to terms with it. And so a couple of years in, I had sort of said, you know, you've met all my family, you know, I'd really, you know, would like to be part of yours in some shape or form. And he basically went, well, that's what I need to do. And sort of I met his family in Singapore, and they actually had come out to here a couple of years later and stayed with us for a period of time. And I think navigating the different cultural aspects of what they expect and versus what I was expecting has been interesting. There's things such as my mother-in-law, normally in the culture they give their daughter-in-laws a piece of jewellery. And so my mother-in-law bought me a watch. And I really didn't understand the significance till after when Shantan told me, well, actually, that's your daughter-in-law watch, as we jokingly refer to it as. So that's sort of one of those things that I realised that I was, you know, I'm part of the family. Some of the other aspects, I think, is when my in-laws came and stayed, very much it's about them running the house as the parents. I was kind of living there, and even though it was my house. And a lot of people found that quite weird, but I sort of thought, well, they're my elders. I should respect them. They're Shantan's parents. So it's sort of navigating and just treading lightly, I guess, in some aspects, and just letting it happen as it happens.
Relationships are also about discovery and learning throughout the journey.
One of the things that probably I learned since being with Shantan was probably a lot more about the misconceptions about race and then the monogamous relationship between, especially gay men. So that was probably the biggest, this has been a really learning journey for me from what I knew at the beginning to where I am now. So that's probably been the big thing for me as well.
Although many gay men are in monogamous relationships, the majority still find the concept strange. With the many assumptions out there, why do gay men choose monogamy?
With monogamous relationships, I think quite often it's about the, you know, you've been forced to be monogamous by one of them. One of the partners is forcing the other to be monogamous. For me, that's one that I come across. Also, which one of you wanted to be monogamous? And I was like, well, actually, we're both quite happy. The discussion of an open relationship hasn't really ever come up. It may in the future, who knows? But it's not something that we've sat there and gone, we're going to be monogamous. It's just how it is. And also, I think with the different cultural aspects, it's things about, so Shantan being an Asian man and myself, you know, looking like a white man, quite often there's a lot of assumptions about being the old white man with a young Asian guy. We kind of flip that on the opposite side. Shantan's older than me, you know, and it's a very different dynamic in the relationship. But I think that catches people off surprise when they see that. And in the mix of that, it's also that I can sort of let some of his cultural traditions sort of become part of my life so easily, and same with him. Tonight we're actually heading off to a Chinese New Year dinner. That's something I didn't celebrate till he was part of my life. And Chinese New Year has become a significant sort of holiday for me now as well. And that's sort of something that for some people, they're kind of like, oh, it's just Chinese New Year. Well, actually, it's got quite a lot of cultural importance to him, and that becomes important to me.
Thanks to Robbie for sharing the story of his relationship with us tonight.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.